Number nine.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support.
I think we'll have the clerk read it just so that we have that in the record.
Item number nine is from the Director of UW Extension Cooperative Extension, an informational report on the 40th anniversary of the Community Gardens Program. This item is informational only.
Okay, here we are. Would you please introduce yourselves for our listening audience and for our benefit?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm Sharon Morrissey. I'm the Consumer Horticulture Agent for the Milwaukee County UW Extension, and I'll let my colleague introduce himself.
My name is Dennis Lukaszewski, the Urban Agriculture Program Coordinator for University of Wisconsin Extension, Milwaukee County. Thank you. Please.
And I want to speak to you today about, I'm going to talk to you about a little bit about the history of the community gardening program in Milwaukee County, and then I'll turn it over to my colleague to talk about the kind of the current status of our community gardening program, and then I'll come back and tell you more about what we have intended to do for our 40th anniversary, which is in 2012. But first, I'd like to say a little bit about my major program as the main faculty member for the agriculture program at the Milwaukee County Extension. Horticulture is the agriculture of the urban areas. And I, as a faculty member, I oversee all of the programs within that department. My largest program is the Master Gardener Volunteer Program, of which we have about 400 members that provide 20,000 hours of volunteer service every year. And at the current value for volunteers, that comes to about $350,000 a year in value of volunteers for the county and the communities within the county. And I do appreciate the service of Supervisor Lipscomb's grandfather, who was a master gardener, Ray Greiton. And he was very, very involved in the Master Gardener program for many years. Before my time, unfortunately, I never had the pleasure of meeting him. But it is a train-the-trainer program where master gardeners do pay for their own training, and then they utilize the information that they've gained from training to do community programs and educational programs for their communities. And some of the county facilities also benefit from our master gardeners, such as the Berner Botanical Gardens, Ware Nature Center, the Domes, and the Zoo. But I'm here today to tell you a little bit about the urban gardening program in Milwaukee County, which has the 40th anniversary in 2012. It started in 1972 with 150 rental plots on county grounds next to the former UW Extension office, which was right next to the Parks Building, just west of the Parks Building. That building no longer stands. Those plots were run by the UW Extension, and then in 1978, there were 23 cities nationwide that were provided with federal funding for community gardening, Milwaukee being one of those programs. And we retained that support until about the mid-90s. We continue to receive that support, but we also added a program called the Shoots and Roots Program, which you may know the garden program as, in 1986. We currently partner with four different county departments, or three county departments, the airports, Timmerman and the airport, and Public Works Department through our 6th Street Corridor Project and our 5th and Rogers Garden, and also through the Parks Department with Underwood Parkway, Firefly Ridge, and Forest Hill, and the Cole Farm, which Dennis will tell you a little bit more about in a few minutes. The Shoots and Roots program was added in 1986, and most of the funding for the Shoots and Roots program came from the City Development Block grants. Those grants ended in 1991, but we've continued the program with the federal funding that has come through the state now and has been designated specifically for the Milwaukee County Extension program. Many of the other cities that had received funding, when that change occurred, that the states determined the funding, requests for proposals were put out, and a lot of those state programs dissolved because they didn't have enough funding once it was spread out over many community gardening programs. So we're appreciative of the extension for retaining that support to our Milwaukee County program. And over the last 20 years, my colleague Dennis Lukaszewski has provided leadership and vision for the program, and he's made it into so much more than just a rental garden program. It has a wide variety of educational initiatives now and community programs that he calls the Center for Urban Food Production. And I'll let Dennis tell you about that.
Mr. Lukaszewski.
Thank you. I just want to say, as we go through life, there are people who change directions of your belief, and Ray Greiton was one that changed mine. Likely, I wouldn't be here today had I not been to his backyard, seeing him dropping tons of leaves that he claimed came from parks, and he was incorporating them into his garden. And I was just so amazed at how well that worked that to this day at our Forest Hill Garden, we get all the leaves from the city of South Milwaukee, 68 compactors load of leaves that we land spread and use it for our garden. So thanks to Ray for stimulating that thought in my mind, and you're saving city of South Milwaukee about $25,000 in doing so. So thanks so much on that. And thanks so much to all of you. And maybe not so much thanks because I can't retire from this job because I finally got to the point where everything is working, and then all of a sudden I got old. I started here, amazingly enough, before cell phones, before digital cameras, and my computer was a 286 with a little cursor that was blinking. So we can see how we all changed in the last 20 years. Our ability to transfer information is amazing right now, and we're taking advantage of that through Facebook, et cetera. Throughout my time in Extension, though, there has always been that need for people to garden. And we've seen just a dramatic increase in the last couple of years. We have now approximately 500 families working with us. We are using approximately 75 acres, mostly county land, 45 of which we are tilled, working with the likes of Kevin Haley at Parks. He's working with us to have these gardens be more than just plots with vegetables growing on them, but also adding the green space add-on so that we're more in harmony with nature on all of these sites. If you do the math, basically with 45 acres, that means we have approximately 1,900,000 square feet. Now, if we use the USDA average, which I had to file these reports when we were back in the day in the early 90s, the low end of the gardening was about 80 cents a foot for community gardens. And the high end was $1.50. Conservatively, IOS went about 70 cents. But for the sake of conversation and say it was only 50 cents a square foot that our gardeners were growing on, we're producing over $1 million worth of food. And that is significant. Some of our families, sure, they grow food for the fact they don't want to have pesticides on the food, et cetera. But for some of our families, especially those from Southeast Asian descent, primarily Hmong, it's a necessity for them. And at Coal Farm, we have approximately 23 of them that are using the produce to sell at some of the green markets in town. We established the idea, you have a little handout, we have the established idea of the micro farm, which is using a quarter acre. And our organic learning project was basically to see what you could produce on a quarter acre with all things going well for you. And we find out you could do approximately $10,000 gross on that quarter acre. So you can see how this is affecting the lives of a lot of folks. And that, I think, is important for a lot of these people. Coal Farm is located over on County Line Road, approximately 83rd and County Line. Deeply indebted to Sue Black for helping us start this initiative. We said what we're going to do is we're going to take, essentially they have a grain farmer there, Farmer Bob, who's a super guy because he's helping us. Farmer Bob said, yeah, you can have these 5 acres and we'll start a little community garden. This was last year. I thought on the long end I would rent out approximately 30 plots because of the remoteness. Within 1 week, we filled up the 5 acres, and the 17 acres adjacent to it were also available, which we also rented from the parks. Within the month of May, we filled up that site also, and this year we're adding 5 more acres to our total of approximately 28 acres. We expect to have 23 acres tilled. So it's an amazing need that has surfaced lately. If you're ever feeling bad about yourself or you think your life doesn't have meaning, just go to the farm and just walk around and look at the folks gardening, and you're going to feel really good about yourself because we actually are helping people make their lives better. It's one of those things that if ever I just feel really depressed, I just do this and I just talk to folks and I feel a lot better about it. We have a couple of community development projects that I work with. One is the Lincoln Avenue project. Supervisor Sanfilippo, I think, would understand this idea of if we put in plants, will that make the neighborhood or the business district more effective, more friendly? Will it increase the economic feasibility? So the project there was working with the Lincoln Association Business Association. We've been putting planters up and down the business district from 5th to 20th, and then encouraging the business owners to put more vegetation out in front to make the area more friendly. We're working with Jill Florence Lackey, who has done an instrument to evaluate the project. And after the second year, we are finding a slight increase in friendliness and increase in productivity. After this year, we'll be polling the neighbors again to find out if that's working. But if we can get solid information that it does work, think how valuable that'll be. Also working on the Green Street Initiative, which is 6th Street from Howard Avenue to College Avenue. Essentially, the start point is our garden on county property on 6th and Howard, and it ends at MATC on the south end. Green Street Initiative is not just planting, but all things green, collecting rainwater, solar energy, that kind of thing. And then we have the Urban Sanctuary Project, which is on 34th and Lisbon, working with a whole bunch of really fun people there, including MSOE. The idea there is to develop a vacant lot next to a bakery and a cross street from an art studio to bring in, and also next to ONG, our Next Generation Youth Center, is bring all these folks together and have a community garden that not only grows vegetables, but is a place to exhibit art, and also, more importantly, to capture rainwater, and also to retain rainwater that's running out. So essentially we have rain gardens, tanks that are collecting rainwater, et cetera. A couple of educational programs are the two Willoway Gardens, which are working with the Department of Disabilities here in the county at Willoway Grant and Willoway Underwood. We have the Organic Learning Center, if you're more interested. We have information online. I also brought some hard copies, if you'd like that. And then lastly, of course, is the Urban Apiculture Program, which is training beekeepers. And you know that without bees, we would not have anything that comes on a vine, meaning no squash for you, no cucumbers. So it's vitally important that we do have pollinators, and certainly one-third of our food crops come from bees. And with colony collapse and all the other problems we've been having in an urban environment, it's important we get more hives out. And we're obviously citing these hives on our community gardens, our bigger community gardens. So I think that's it, Karen.
Well, for our 40th anniversary, we intend to do a year-long celebration, and we're starting by gathering more information about the history of the garden program over that 40 years and piecing it together, using the knowledge of some of the key people in the program that are still around and can give us that information, and using items from our archives. And also, we're hoping to enlist the assistance of John Gerda, who has agreed to meet with us and discuss the history and historical perspectives on the garden program. We're also going to ask the public to share their memories of the garden program. I find people all over recognize the name Shoots and Roots from its good history here in the county. And then finally, culminating with a big special event. So we wanted you all to be aware that the 40th anniversary of Milwaukee's oldest urban gardening program and largest urban gardening program is occurring next year, and that we are planning special events for that. We'll entertain questions if you have any.
Questions by committee members? Seems like you've been very thorough.
Yeah. I guess.
Just ready for the farmers market to open.
If there are no further questions by committee, this item is informational. Thank you both very much for the report and for all that you do.
You're welcome, and thank you for inviting us today.